about a topic that I've spoken about once before, but I think it's very fundamental, and it's nogea to this week's parasha. One of the most famous comments that Rashi makes about Torah is the very first Rashi, beginning of Sefer Bereishis. Rashi says in the beginning of Sefer Bereishis, he brings a Maimah Chazal, Omer Yitzchok. Yitzchok said, Lo haya tzorech lehaschel es haTorah, that the Torah really should have started Elo me'achedish hazolachem, with the pasuk in this week's parasha, which is the first mitzvah that Am Yisrael were commanded, namely Achedish Hazolachem, the concept of Kiddush Achedish, the concept of declaring a new month. And therefore, ask Chazal, Ma Tam Pasach Mi Bereishis? Why does the Torah start with Bereishis? In other words, Torah is Milashon Hora. Torah comes from the root Hora, which means to teach. The purpose of Torah is to tell us the Tariq Mitzvahs that the Jew is Mechuyev to fulfill. Therefore, Torah should start with what in fact is the first mitzvah that the Jewish people were commanded, namely the mitzvah which appears in this week's parasha of Chodesh HaZolachem. So why does Torah start with the history of pre-Matan Torah, starting from the creation of the world, going the right the way through, Avraham, Yisrael, Yaakov, etc., etc., etc.? Say Chazal, that there was a reason why the Bnei Shalom started Torah from Bries Olam. Mishum kach ma'isav higid la'amei lasis lahem nachlas kain. She'im yemu umas Olam liYisrael. If the non-Jewish world will say to the Jews, as they continuously do until this very day, listim atem, that you are thieves, shekavashtem alzis shivas shiva goyim, that you stole land which doesn't belong to you, it belongs to the original inhabitants, the original seven nations who lived in the area which we now call Eretz Yisrael. Haymaimrim lehem, the Jews will be able to answer back, kol haaretz l'kadosh baruch hu, the whole universe was created by God, therefore it belongs to God, therefore God has the right to give it to whoever he wants to, and therefore God gave it for a certain period of time to the seven nations that lived here, but actually it belongs to Klal Yisrael. In other words, during the entire course of history, and it gets repeated the whole time, and we hear it the whole time, that there's been a criticism of the Jewish claim to Eretz Yisrael, that the non-Jewish world maintains that we really have no right over this piece of land. History is, in fact, a ongoing, continuous story of different nations that warred against each other in order to kick other nations out of a particular piece of land that they were sitting on, in order that they should have where to live. Right? From day one, this has been going on all over the universe. This has been going on all over the world. A particular group of people settled in a particular place, another group of people wanted to settle in that same place. So they waged war against the first group, kicked them out, and took over. And then eventually they got kicked out, and somebody else took over from them. And then eventually they got kicked out, and somebody else took over from them. And this has been going on the whole time, to which the non-Jewish world says that you Jews are no different. There was a piece of land which was occupied by nations. You came along and you kicked them out. At a certain point in time, you got kicked out. So now, what right have you got to say that we have an historical right to this piece of land? What garbage is that? What historical right do you have to this piece of land? You have no historical right to this piece of land more than anybody else has an historical right to a piece of land. You have the right to the piece of land if you're sitting there. If you're not sitting there, you have no right to the piece of land. And yet here we have this group of people called Jews who, for a very lengthy period of time, a couple of thousand years in fact, are walking around with this egoistic attitude that this piece of land is actually ours, always has been ours. Now, it's true that different people lived there at different points in time, but that's because so we got kicked out, but really it's ours, and therefore we have historic right to it, and therefore at any point in time we can really come back and kick anybody else out who's there and reclaim what is our, in modern day language, national homeland. Right? That's the taina that the goyim have, and the taina seems to be a legitimate taina. Therefore, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, in order to prove that the taina is not a legitimate taina, therefore the Torah had to start by saying that God created the world, and the original design of the world was such that Eretz Yisrael should be the land of the Jewish people. And as David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Lo b'chorbom yoshu Eretz, Jews didn't take Eretz Yisrael by force. Uzrayam lo hishir lomay, ki yemincha uzrayacha v'ol panecha ki ratzisam. You, the Ribbono Shel Olam, wanted to give it to Klal Yisrael. In other words, this was the land which was promised to us by the Ribbono Shel Olam, as the pasuk says. And therefore, seeing that Eretz Yisrael is our inheritance, it's our Yerusha, and a Yerusha never gets taken away from a person. In other words, Yerusha, inheritance belongs to a person, Le'olam Vayed. Therefore, even though we were dismissed from Eretz Yisrael because of our Averis, but inherently Eretz Yisrael belongs to us. That's Rashi, the very beginning of Sefer Bereishis. However, there is a problem with this Maimon Chazal, and that's the problem that I want to talk about today. What does Rashi say, B'Shem Chazal? Rashi says, B'Shem Chazal, that really the Torah shouldn't have started with Bryas Adam, but really the Torah should have started with the first mitzvah. What's the first mitzvah? Say, Chazal, the first mitzvah is the mitzvah which appears in this week's parasha, in Parashas Bo, the mitzvah of Achedish Zelachem, the concept of Bezdin, Akiveya, Kiddush Achedish, the new month. Lechura, historically, that's not quite true. Because if we're historically looking for the first mitzvah, then surely there were mitzvahs which were given prior to the mitzvah which appears in this week's parasha of Achodesh Zalachem. For example, the mitzvah of Mila, which Lechura was the very first mitzvah which was given, because the mitzvah of Mila was already given at the time of Avraham Avinu. Right? Avraham Avinu was commanded already that he and his children have to do the mitzvah of Bris Mila, or alternatively, as Rabbi Goldberg says, you won't go back even further. You can go back to the mitzvah of Pruvu, correct? Or alternatively, you can go a little bit later and you can go to the mitzvah or the Issa of eating the Gidanosha, right? Remember that one, right? All these mitzvahs were stated and given prior to the mitzvah of Achodesh Zalachem. So what does Chazal mean when Chazal say that the mitzvah of Achodesh Zalachem is a, or was the first mitzvah that was given? One of the classic works of Jewish philosophy is a sefer called the Kuzri. Right? The Kuzri was written by one of the Rishonim, the Yehuda Levi. It's basically a work of Jewish philosophy. It's written in a certain way. It's written based on a folklore. There is a folklore, I'm not going now into whether historically this actually happened or it didn't happen. All right, we'll leave that for another opportunity. But there is a Jewish folklore which says that there was a group of non-Jews, a non-Jewish king. There was a group of non-Jews called the Khazarim, who the king was an inquisitive type of person, who was interested in finding out about different things. He was looking for the truth, and therefore he asked a representative of various religions to come and explain their religion to him, and on the basis of the different discussions that he had with these theological experts from different religions, he eventually decided to convert to Judaism, and he converted to Judaism, and the entire nation converted to Judaism. There is such a folklore. Again, whether it's historically correct or not historically correct is a topic for another occasion. Rabbi Yehuda Halevi wrote a sefer, which is basically a hashkafa sefer, but he built it around this story. So the whole sefer is, as it were, the king of the Khazars asking questions, and then the representatives of the different religions answering. So in the Sefer HaKuzri, the king of the Khazarim asks the Chacham, who is representing Klal Yisrael, right? He asks the Chacham, Michachma Yisrael, and he says to him, please tell me, what is the fundamental principle of Judaism? What is your belief? What is your faith? In other words, I'm asking you, what does the whole of Judaism stand on? To which the Chacham Michachmei Yisrael answers him, and he says, Anachnu ma'aminim, we believe, Be'elekei Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, in the God of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, Hamotzi es b'nei Yisrael mimitzrayim, who brought the Jewish people out of Egypt, ba'oseis u'b'mofsim u'b'maseis, right? He brought them out of Egypt using all sorts of miracles. Hamachalkalom b'midbo, and he kept them alive in the 40 years that they were wandering around in the midbo. V'hamanchilom es Eretz Kanaan, and he then gave them Eretz Yisrael to live in. After he brought them through the Yam, and after they crossed the river Jordan, and all this was done by Moshe and Gedolim with great miracles, and the Ribbono Shel Olam sent Moshe Rabbeinu to take them out of Mitzrayim, and he goes on and on and on and on talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim. In other words, if you're asking me what is the fundamental principle of Judaism, says the Chacham Michachme Yisrael, the fundamental principle of Judaism is Yitzias Mitzrayim. To which the king of the Khazars turns round to him and he says, I knew I was right when the thought crossed my mind that I should never ask a Jew any questions. That I'm wasting my time asking Jews questions. That's what the Melechachra of the Khazarim says. Why? Because I should have known that Jews give stupid answers. And if you don't ask me why the Jews give stupid answers, then it says the Melech of the Khazarim, I know why Jews give stupid answers. Because they've been persecuted for so long that they've become psychologically confused, and therefore they can't give a straight answer when you ask them a question, and they say stupid things. Because I asked you a very simple question, and you should have given me a very simple answer, and instead of giving me a simple answer, you gave me a stupid answer. Why? Because I asked you, says the Melech HaKazarim, what is the basic fundamental and the basic principle of Judaism? To which you should have answered me, and this is the normal answer, says the Melech HaKazarim, which any intelligent person would have given, that you that the basic fundamental of Judaism is believing in God, and believing that God created the world and continues to run the world. That, says the Melech HaKazarim, is the obvious reasonable answer to the question of what is the basis of Judaism. And instead, you give me this whole hack about Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is a periphery event which happened in the course of Jewish history, if it did or if it didn't, I don't know. But it's nothing to do with the fundamental principle of Judaism.
That we believe in
God, and we believe that God created the world. We believe there's one God, that one God created the world. And that one God who created the world continues to run the world. Not like the Rambam says, the Ode Avodah Zarah believed that God created the world initially, but then he handed it over to other mediums to run it. Right? No, we believe that God created the world. We believe in God. We believe in the unity of God. We believe in one God. We believe in monotheism. And we believe that God created the world. We believe that God has a shkach, a protest, and he runs the world to this very day. That's the answer you should have given me, says the Melech HaKazar. Instead, you give me this whole story about Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's very nice, but it's nothing to do with what I asked you. To which the Chacham, Michachma Yisrael, responds back, says the Khazari, to the Melech of the Khazarim. And he says, I answered your specific question. You asked me a specific question, and I answered your question correctly. Why? Says the Chacham, Al haderech hazeh hashivaisicha kasheh shealtoni. I actually answered what you asked me. And you're the guy who doesn't know what he's talking about, says the Chacham to the Melech HaKuzarim. V'chein pasach Moshe ledaber im paray. Because actually, all I did was to echo to you what Moshe Rabbeinu said when he came to Paray. Kishe omar loy, because when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Paray, what did he say to Paray? Elekei ha'ivrim sholchani elecha. That the God of the Jews sent me to you to tell you that you should let Am Yisrael go out of Egypt. Ratzalema, what was he trying to say, Moshe Rabbeinu? Elekei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. V'lo omar, Moshe Rabbeinu never said to Paray that the God that sent me is the God Elokei Hashamayim v'Haaretz, the God who created the heavens and the earth. He sent me. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say, says the Chacham, Bayri u'Bayrech, my creator and your creator sent me to you to tell you to let the Jewish people go. Now how did Moshe Rabbeinu know that he should speak in this way? That he shouldn't say, the Creator sent me. But he should say the God of Avram, the God of Yitzchak, the God of Yaakov. Because Cain Pasach HaBerin to Arav Alam and Yisrael, because this is the way God spoke. Because when God introduces himself to the Jewish people at Maimon HaSinai, what does God say? The first of the Aseret HaDibros, what does God say? Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. I am God who brought you out of Egypt. And he doesn't say, I am God who created the universe, who created the world. Therefore, Cain patachti lecha kasher shealtoni al Manasseh. So then when you ask me about my faith, you ask me about what is the basics of Judaism, I answered you the way Moshe Rabbeinu answered and the way the Rebbeinu Shlomo himself answered. That the basis of Judaism is that we believe that there is a God who took us out of Egypt. What was going on here? What was this conversation that was going on here? What was the Melech HaKuzrim arguing, and what was the Chacham Michachmei Yisrael answering back? The basis, says the Chacham Michachmei Yisrael, of Judaism. The basis of Judaism is the pasuk in Dvarim. Am Kodesh Ator Hashem Elokecha. You are a holy people to Hashem Elokecha. B'cho Bocha, the Rebbeinu Shlom chose you. Liyos Loyla Am Sgula, to be a singular nation. Mikol Ha'amim Asher Al Pnei Ha'adomo. Different to all the other nations that exist in the world. In other words, the Jewish people was created in order that it should be, as the Pasuk says, Mamleches Kohanim V'Goy Kodesh. But it should be a distinct, singular nation that is different from all other nations in the world. It's a Mamleches Kohanim, it's an Am Kodesh, it's a holy nation. And this holy nation, the Ribbono Shel'Olam told them that their place, the land that was created for them, was Eretz Yisrael, which is a land about which the Pasuk says, Asher Hashem Elokecha Derish Eisa Tomid Eini Hashem Elokecha Bo Mereish Shona V'Yad Achris Shona. Eretz Yisrael is unique, that there is a special Hashgacha Protis in Eretz Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shel'Olam protects Eretz Yisrael in a special way, and therefore because Eretz Yisrael is unique amongst countries in the world, therefore it's a suitable place as a dwelling place for a nation that is unique amongst nations in the world. In other words, the basis of Judaism is that Jews are different. That's the whole basis of Judaism. That Jews are different from every other human being that exists in the world. Leik chol ha'amim beis Yisrael, says the Pasuk. Levodod yishkoin, it's always going to be alone. Ubagoyim lo yischashev, and it's not reckoned amongst the other nations because it's a class on its own. Jews are a class on their own. The Kuzri says that the world is divided into four elements. human beings, animals, vegetation, and the mineral world, the Al Kulam, and then there's the class which is above all of them, and that's the Jew. Jews are different. That's the side of Yiddishkeit. Now it's true that at first glance, or at first instance, or at first thought, if somebody asks you what's the basis of the Jewish religion, right, the obvious answer that we will all give is that the basis of religion is to believe in the existence of God, and to believe that God created the world, and to believe that God not only created the world, but he's running the world to this very day, and there is a concept of Hashgacha Pratis. That's true. The mistake is that that's not unique to the Jewish religion. It's not only Jews who are obligated to believe in that. Every single human being is obligated to believe that there is a God, and that God created the world, and that God runs the world until this very day. Belief in God is one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. The Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach apply to everybody. Don't only apply to Jews. Therefore, if you're asking me, and this is what the Chacham Yisrael said to the Melech HaKuzarim, you didn't ask me what is the basis of religion per se. What is a religious person, right? Be he Jewish, be he Christian, be he Islam, be he Lahavdil, whatever it is. What is he mechuyav to believe in? If you're asking me what is the basic fundamental belief that every single member of humanity is mechuyav to believe in, says the Melech, says the Chacham Chachmei Yisrael, then the answer would be belief in God. Belief that God created the world. Belief that God continues to run the world. Bashgacha Pratis. But that's not the question that you asked me. You asked me, what is singularity of the Jewish religion? What is the fundamental of Judaism? What makes your religion tick? That's what you asked me. My answer to you, says the Chacham Chachmei Yisrael, is on the specific question that you asked me. Namely, what's unique about Judaism? Unique about Judaism is that Judaism is based on the premise that Jews are different. That's what Judaism is based on. That's the premise what Judaism is based on. And the fact that Jews are different, where does that come from? That comes from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? Because the whole singularity of the Jewish people started with Yetzias Mitzrayim for the Shainus of Geula, right? Which are recorded in the Parsha, which begins with going out of Egypt, Yetzia, and then carries on with Hatzalah, and finishes up with the Haftacha, V'lokachti Eschem Li La'om, that I am taking you to me as a unique, as a singular nation. And the whole purpose and the whole function of Yetzias Mitzrayim was that Klal Yisrael should accept Torah at Maimed Har Sinai. And when Klal Yisrael accept Torah at Maimed Har Sinai, the pasuk says, V'ata now, im shomaya tishmu b'kaili, if you will observe Torah, ushmatam is brisi, which means you're going to keep the covenant that I'm making with you. At Maimed Har Sinai, v'heyisem li skulo mikol ha'amim, then you will be singular. So the whole point of Yetzias Mitzrayim was in order to be mekabel Torah, and the whole point of being of Kabbalah Torah is because that wants to make the Jew singular. That's what makes the Jew different. What makes the Jew different from the non-Jew, which is the whole basis of Judaism, is the fact that the Jew has commitments which the non-Jew doesn't have. Namely, Naisa V'nishma, Tariag Mitzvahs. That's the singularity of the Jew. And that has nothing at all to do with the belief in God and the belief that God created the world and the belief that God that it runs the world by Hashgacha Pratis, which is not unique to the Jew. That is something which is common to humanity as a whole. And the Jew has to constantly remember that he has two things that he has to have clear in his mind. He has to believe, b'emunah pshuta, that God created the world and that God runs the world. and there is a God. And how does he remember that? Shabbos. That's what Shabbos is all about. The whole inyan of Schiras Shabbos is Kisheshis Yom Emosah Hashem Es Hashemayim V'Sa'aretz Es Yom Es Kodesh Abom V'Yonach V'Yom Eshri. So what's the whole concept of Shabbos? Remembering that God created the world in 6 days, meaning that there is a God and that he created the world and he's still running the world. And then there's another thing. There's another mitzvah of Schira. What's the second mitzvah of Schira? The mitzvah of Schira is Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Jew, as opposed to anybody else, also has to always remember the fact that there was Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Yetzias Mitzrayim was in order to make the Jew singular, to make the Jew difference. And this was the answer that the Chacham, Chachmei Yisrael, gave to the Melech HaKuzrim. There's a story, Sefer Yoyna, right? We all know the story, right? He's running away, he doesn't want to give them the voy, he doesn't want to go to Nineveh, he's on a boat, storm comes up, right? Everybody's praying to their gods, they're throwing things over the side of the ship, he's fast asleep, right? They vary a boy, right? The whole world's going mad, Eshloft, he's sleeping. They come, they find him, he's sleeping, right? They wake him up, and they realize from the fact that he's sleeping that obviously it must be something to do with him, because he's the only guy on the boat who's not really getting excited about the fact that the boat's about to sink. And what do they ask him? They say to him, who are you? Who are you exactly? Where did you come from and who are you? What does he answer them? Ivri Anochi. He says, Ivri Anochi. I'm an Ivri. Ve'es Elikei HaShomayim Ani Yore. And I fear God who created the heavens and the earth. They asked him, who are you? What should he have said? He should have said, I come from Yehuda. That's where he came from. He was from Eretz Yehuda. On the boat, there were all sorts of people of different nationalities. What's the raya? Because it says in the Pasuk, Vayisaku ish el Elohov. That each guy on the boat prayed to his gods. There are all sorts of different people. They're praying to all sorts of different gods. So when they asked him, who are you? What did he say? He said, you're a bunch of people who are praying to all sorts of gods. I'm different. Ivri Anochi. Say Chazal, why was Avram called Avram or Ivri? Because the whole side world was on one side of the fence, and Avram Avinu was Be'Ivra Sheni. Avram Avinu was on the other side of the fence. Says Yena, you're asking me who I am? I'll tell you now who I am. I'm somebody who's totally different than you are. I'm a class on my own. I'm an Ivri. I'm a Jew. A Jew is a class on his own. Now, besides that, I also have something in common with you. Elokei HaShemayim Ani Yore. I also believe in God, the same as you do. Because everybody has to believe in God. Belief in God, that's a common theme. There I'm no different than anybody else. Who am I? I'm a Jew, and a Jew is different because a Jew has mitzvahs. The Mishnah says in Brachas, why is it, Loma Kodmo Shema Levahayim Shemaya? Why is it that when we say Kriya Shema, first we say the parasha of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and then we say the parasha of Levahayim Shemaya? Answers the Mishnah, because the first parasha of Kriya Shema is talking about a Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. The second parasha of Kriya Shema is talking about mitzvahs. V'hayayim Shemaya Tishmael Mitzvayisai. Yikabal Odol of Ol Malchus Shemayim Tchila. First the person has to be Mekabal upon himself Ol Malchus Shemayim. And after that, he's Mekabal Ol Mitzvahs. That's what the Mishnah says. In the first parasha of Kriya Shema, what are we talking about? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So what are we talking about? We're talking about belief in God. V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha. Avos Hashem. That's something which is common to every single person in the world. Every single person in the world has a chiyuv that he has to believe in one God. It's one of the Sheva mitzvahs, B'nai Noach. And part of belief in God is Avos Hashem. It's all one thing. That's the first parasha of Kriya Shema. The first parasha of Kriya Shema is not talking specifically to the Jew. The first parasha of Kriya Shema is talking about belief in God. Belief in God is something which is common to everybody. What's the second parasha of Kriya Shema talking about? It's talking about mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are specific to Jews. Right? Only Jews have tariag mitzvahs. Goyim don't have tariag mitzvahs. Therefore, the first parasha of Kriya Shema we are saying as human beings, as being part of the human race. Rabbi Goldberg, surprisingly enough, is being part of the human race. Right? And the second parasha of Kriya Shema, right, that's we're saying as Jews, right, as being this unique nation that has something which other nations don't have. If you look at the brachas that we say before Kriya Shema, you see the same thing. Take the first bracha we say in Maariv that we just said. Sheh b'dvorei Maariv Arovim. What's that talking about? It's talking about God creating the world, right? The night and the day, etc., etc. What's the first bracha that we make in the morning before Kriya Shema? Yetzer Oyer Uvar Yechoshech. The creation, right? The first bracha is talking about creation. In other words, talking about generally, about God creating the world. As part of the human race, we talk about God in the first bracha, Sai in the morning, and Sai in the evening. What's the second bracha that we make? Ava Solom and Ava Rabba, right? What's that talking about? We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He chose us as the Am Sgula, because those brachas talk about Torah, Mitzvahs, Chukim, Mishpatim, Maslan, Limadu, Alkeinu, Hashem, Alkeinu, right? Second bracha talks about the uniqueness of the Jew. Now we can understand why it is that Rabbi Yitzchok came along and Rabbi Yitzchok said that the Torah should have started off with the first mitzvah of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. We're not talking about the first mitzvah that was given historically. If you're talking about the first mitzvah that was given historically, then Rabbi Goldberg can be right. It could be Pru Avui, it could be Miller, it could be Gid Anoshe. What was the first mitzvah that was given to the unique Jewish nation? That was the first mitzvah that was given after Yitzias Mitzrayim. What was the first mitzvah that was given after Yitzias Mitzrayim? HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. Because in order that they should be able to bring the very first Korban Pesach, the first Korban Pesach had to be brought when?
During Nisan.
On a specific date, during Nisan. So before you got to that specific date, you had to know how to determine to make Rosh Chodesh. So the first thing that they were commanded was how to make Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, that's what Rabbi Yitzchak is saying. Rabbi Yitzchak is saying that seeing that Torah is Hayrah, right? Seeing that Torah is in order to tell Jews what to do, then it should have started off in the first mitzvah which was given to Jews. The first mitzvah that was given to Jews was HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. It was beforehand, Mila and all that was before there was a Jewish nation. Mila was given to a specific group of people, Avraham Avinu and his descendants. Peru was given to humanity as a whole. Gid Anoshe was given to a specific group of people. It was given to Yaakov Avinu. But it wasn't given to Jews. There were no Jews yet. Jews only started with Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, what is this mitzvah of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem? The Ramban, in his Pirush on Chumash, in this week's parasha, says the following: Zu mitzvah rishona shetziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Yisrael al yedei Moshe. This was the first mitzvah that was given to Am Yisrael, and it was given by God to Moshe. Moshe should say it over to Am Yisrael. The Tam HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. Moshe Rabbeinu was told, declare this month to be the month of Nisan. And in fact, there are two things involved here, says the Ramban. First of all, the fact that Bezdin declares Rosh Chodesh, right? But it's in the hands of Beis Din to decide when the new month starts. That's number one. But there's also a second thing here. And that is that this month, the month of Nisan, is Rosh Chodoshim. What does that mean, Rosh Chodoshim? Says the Ramban, Shimanu Eisei Yisrael Chodesh HaRishon, Nisan is considered to be the first month, Umimenu Yimanu Kol HaChadoshim. And all the months always reflect back on Nisan. Iyar is called in the Torah. The names Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, Elul, right? Those were taken only after the time of Girish Bovel. Right? In the Torah, we don't find Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, Elul, Tishri, Cheshvan, Kislev, Tevi, Shvat, Nadar. Right? It's always called Chodesh HaRishon, Chodesh HaSheni, the first month, the second month, the third month. So when the Torah says the third month, what does it mean, the third month? The third month from when? Says the Ramban, it always means from Nisan, because that's what the pasuk means. That this month, the month of Nisan, Chodesh Hazeh Lochem, should be Rosh Chodoshim, the first of the month. Now why is it, says the Ramban, that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave a mitzvah, that when you want to know what to call a month, you always call it the month, the number of the month, in reference to the month of Nisan? Why? Why do we keep referring to the months back to Nisan? Says the Ramban, the reason why we do it is because if you do that, every time he'll mention a month, he'll say, okay, in the third month, you know, he'll say to himself subconsciously, why the third month? Third month from when? Third month from Nisan. Why is Nisan the first month? Because Nisan was the month of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right? So by using Nisan as month number one, thereby all the other months being a reflection of Nisan, you're automatically the whole time constantly reminding yourself of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, the fact that the Torah refers back to Nisan, right? Chodesh HaRishon, Chodesh HaSheni, Chodesh HaShlishi, is only in connection with certain things. Certain things, the year starts with Nisan, and Nisan's the beginning of the year, and then it's Mother Wonder. But we also know that there's another starting point in the year. What's the other starting point in the year, Rabbi Goldberg? Rosh Hashanah, which month is that? Difficult question. Rosh Hashanah is on the first of?
Tishrei,
very good. So sometimes when we talk about the second month, the third month, the fourth month, the fifth month, what are we referring to? Sometimes referring to Rosh Hashanah, right? What's unique about Tishri? Say Chazal, why is Rosh Hashanah on the first of Tishri? Because the world was created on the third of Tishri. So what do we say again? The same parallel. In other words, sometimes first month, second month, third month reflects Tishri, because Tishri is the month in which the world was created. Humanity as a whole has to understand, right, that everything reflects back to Bryas HaOlam. The Jew has to understand that besides everything reflecting back to Bryas HaOlam, it also reflects back to Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's a Moedik Yisod here. And this is something that we tend to forget. And I think this is the message that's being told to us in this whole topic that appears in this week's parsha. The Jew is basically schizophrenic. On the one hand, he's part of the human race. And as part of the human race, he has certain common themes with the rest of humanity. On the other hand, the Jew is also different. He's totally different. He has in the Shomer, which is a Chelik Eloka Mima, which only a Jew has and a non-Jew does not have. He's Am Skula. He's Mamleches Kohanim V'Goy Kodesh. He's different. Am Levodod Yishkan. You're a separate nation. You have nothing to do with everybody else. And that's schizophrenia. Of on the one hand being part of the human race and on the other hand being different, creates a major problem. Because you have to understand where the dividing line is. You have to understand where you have to draw the red line. we are part of humanity insofar as we do have a common theme with the rest of humanity, namely the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. The same way as every single human being has to believe in one God and has to believe that God created the world and has to believe that God is continuously running the world, the Jew has to believe that as well. But that's the limit of where his commonality with the rest of the world exists. Other than that, says the Torah, the Jew has to know that he's different. And therefore, because the Jew has to know that he's different, the Jew acts differently, the Jew has different mitzvahs, the Jew thinks differently, the Jew talks differently than the non-Jew, the Jew dresses differently than the non-Jew. He's a mamlech esker in v'goy kodesh. There's a certain language that goyim use, and there's a certain language the Jews use. There's a certain philosophy of life that a non-Jew has, and there's a certain philosophy of life that a Jew has. Yeah, there are basic themes which are parallel. There are basic themes which are common, right? There are decent goyim in the world. Haven't found one yet, but there are, so they say. Right? There are moral, upright goyim, so they say. If you find me one, lock him in a cage and bring him as an exhibit, because I haven't yet found one. But they are, so they say. Fine. And we do have a commonality with them. If they're upright, moral, ethical people who believe in God and believe that God created the world and believe that God runs the world. But we're different. And the Torah gave us mitzvahs which are constant reminders that we're different. And because we're different, we have to act differently. And we spend most of our lives trying to imitate goyim. The Torah came along and the Torah says, we finish my twice a day. Do you know that there's kimat, not a mitzvah? It's amazing when you think about it. Where somehow or other, Chazal don't manage to get in somewhere that it's Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right? Everything you can think of all of a sudden is Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Everything is Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. We've got a chiyuv every day of mitzvah Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. We've got special chiyuv of Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim on Pesach. We've got infinite things that we have to do which are all Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Torah is continuously hammering away at us, you are different, you are different, you are different, and we're continuously hammering back. I'm going to talk like a goy, and I'm going to act like a goy, and I'm going to dress like a goy, and I'm going to show I'm not different. It's a theorem and a base, a 10 contradiction. The Musa Haskell of this week's parasha is, as the Chacham Chachmei Yisrael said to the Melech HaKuzrim, we're not embarrassed about the fact that we're different. On the contrary, we see it as being a milah. As far as we're concerned, this is our biggest milah. Our biggest milah is that we are not like you. And therefore, every time when a person wants to say something, or a person wants to act in a certain way, or a person wants to buy a piece of clothing, whatever it may be, or he wants to listen to some music, or he wants to watch a film even, right? Whatever he wants to do, he has to ask himself a very simple question. Is this something which is within the parameters of Mamleches Kayanim V'Goy Kodesh, of Am Skula, of being different? In which case, fine, I'm being the Kayan, the Mitzvah, the Sphere, this is Mitzrayim. Or am I simply imitating the non-Jewish world? Is the reason why I'm buying this piece of clothing because the non-Jewish gay fashion designer in Paris decided this is what I have to wear? In which case, I'm making a statement when I buy and wear that piece of clothing. And my statement is, do me a favor, God, knock out the concept of Am Skulam, Am Lechas Koenim, Goy Kodesh, Tzchias Tzchias Mitzrayim. I'm a goy. And that's true in what I wear, and when I speak. Yeah, all of us get into temper sometimes. And all of us would love to use foul language sometimes. Right? We're all human beings. If we wouldn't be human beings, we'd be angels. If we'd be angels, we wouldn't be here. Angels don't live in this world. They have their own worlds. So the fact that we're here means we're human beings, and human beings have failings. But every time somebody wants to say something, he has to think to himself, is what I'm saying a kiyum mitzvah of Shchiyas Mitzrayim? Or is what I'm saying the sort of thing a goy would say in this circumstance, in which case I'm destroying the whole concept of Shchiyas Mitzrayim, destroying the whole concept of Melechus Kohanim V'Goy Kodesh. When a person sits down to eat the way that he eats, and a person sits down to drink the way that he drinks, I've got no problem with the guy drinking. I've got absolutely no problem whatsoever. Well, drink, drink. But the question is, what's the end result going to be? Is the end result going to be a Jew, or is the end result going to be a goy? If the end result is going to be a goy, then your drinking is an act of destroying Sfiras Yisrael Mitzrayim. It's an act of destroying Mamlechus Kohanim V'Goy Kodesh. It's an act of destroying the concept of Am Segula. So it's better than an act of apikorsis. You're standing up and you're saying, I don't believe in Torah. That's what the Pasha is all about.